Have you ever wondered why, in moments of overwhelm, a deep breath feels like the first step in regaining control? Why does just taking a step back, creating a little space, not only physically, but mentally, seem to clear the fog and allow us to see the situation we're in more clearly? Well, in today's episode, we're going to explore this question. Why are air and space not just luxuries, but necessities for our mental health? How do these elements fuel our well-being, our creativity, and resilience in a world that often leaves us gasping for more? So join me today as we unravel a little science, some soulful insights, and practical strategies to invite more breathing room into your lives. Let's head out on this journey together and understand how creating some space around and within us can be the key to unlocking a life of fulfillment and more vibrant physical health and mental health. Are you ready? Let's get started. Welcome to the Dental Life Podcast, where we explore how you can have both a successful career and a meaningful personal life in and outside of your practices without sacrificing one for the other. I'm your host, Beth Heilman, former dental office manager turned certified life and health coach, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges and opportunities that come from being a dental professional. Let's get started. Wow. Talk about a whirlwind of inspiration for this podcast. Creating this episode is woven from a unique yet some interconnected threads that have been happening in my life lately. Just last week, we experienced something quite extraordinary. This windstorm that raged a full 2 days. There were gusts of wind that hit up to speeds of 100 miles an hour. Now, intense winds, they're not uncommon up here. But this was different because it led to this power outage that lasted 48 hours. The power companies, in order to prevent potential fires, had cut the power. Imagine a fallen... You could imagine if a power line fell and a spark happened. And with these fierce winds, it could have been disastrous. But then on another note, if you've been around here anytime at all, you know I've always been passionate about the power of a vision in shaping and creating your lives. It's the compass that guides us towards our dream life. It helps in decision-making, building relationships, and overcoming obstacles on our path to our goals. This belief is actually at the heart of the course I'm about to launch, Dental Life Mastery. There's a class inside of there called Ignite Your Vision. Creating your life with intention, using your vision as a tool, is as crucial as developing a treatment plan in our dental practices for our patients. But then a third thing, I'm also channeling these insights into a book. It draws parallels between the three elements necessary for fire: heat, fuel, and oxygen, and the process of bringing our visions to life. A fourth thing that's woven into being inspired to do this podcast is how we're aware of the critical role our airway plays, not in just breathing, but in maintaining our dental health and supporting our overall health. At the heart of all these discussions, the fundamental element is air. These incidents underscore the pivotal role of oxygen, not just in the physical world, but as a metaphor for our mental health. To truly ignite the vision of our lives, we have to allow ourselves the air, the space, and the room to breathe. Yet, it's all too common for us to overlook this need. We fill our schedules to the brim. We pack our plates, both literally and metaphorically. They're overflowing, and our living spaces are often cluttered with too much stuff. But this journey has just shone a light on the essential nature of creating room in our lives, a principle I'm eager to explore with all of you. Air, oxygen, and the room to breathe are essential to our mental health for a myriad of interconnected reasons deeply rooted in both our physiological and psychological well-being. So let's take a breath of fresh air on why these elements are so important. First of all, oxygen fuels our brain, our most valuable resource. Our brains are the command centers for our thoughts, our emotions, and our behaviors, and are incredibly hungry for oxygen. Did you know our brains consume about 20% of the body's oxygen supplies? It relies on this vital resource to function optimally. Adequate oxygen levels help maintain mental sharpness, clarity, and all the cognitive functions that it does. When oxygen flow increases, it can enhance your concentration, your memory, and the ability to process information. Breathing also regulates the stress responses. Deep, intentional breathing is a cornerstone of many relaxation and mindfulness practices for good reason. It directly interacts with our autonomic nervous system, reduces the stress response, lowers blood pressure, and promotes a state of calm. By activating the parasympathetic nervous system, which is also called the rest and digest system, deep breathing can mitigate feelings of anxiety and stress and improve our mental health. And let's talk about the magic of making space, not just where you Marie Kondo your closet, but the kind where you give your brain its own space, its own room. Can you imagine your room is so cluttered, right? Now think about your beautiful mind. It's often jam-packed with worries, to-do lists, the never-ending loop of thoughts. There's 60,000 of them daily. It's like living in this mental mansion where every room is stuffed to the brim, just like an episode of Hoarders. And guess what? Most of those thoughts, they're just reruns from yesterday. And a whopping 80% of them, they're not positive. They're on the negative side. That's not a very good scenario, is it? Creating some breathing room both inside and outside of you, it's like opening the windows to your brain. It's not just about letting in fresh air. It's about letting out the old, those stale vibes that no longer serve you. It isn't just about tidying up. It's about setting the stage for your mind to do its best work, to dream, to create, to solve problems, and most importantly, to see clearly. Because when your inner world is clear, outer world starts to match up. It's about turning down the noise so that you can tune in to what really matters. So it's time to clear out some of those mental cobwebs, say goodbye to the thoughts that are last year's version, and to make room for that new, vibrant you. Because remember, your mind is the most precious space you have. So let's make it a space you love to live in. Also, good air quality and proper breathing can significantly enhance your sleep quality. Since restful sleep is foundational for mental health, addressing your airway health and ensuring a room that's well ventilated can help prevent sleep disturbances, which can lead to depression, anxiety, all kinds of other health issues. I'll tell you, living in the gorgeous Colorado foothills has been a game changer for me. There's no air conditioner in this house, which means our windows are wide open at night. And let me tell you, it is a world apart from my Louisiana night. This change, it's like hitting the sleep jackpot. Deep, restorative, and just utterly great sleep. And the cherry on top, my mental health is reaping the rewards. So whether it's finding your own slice of Colorado night air, or simply ensuring your bedroom is a breath of fresh air, remember, it's not just about the sleep. It's about transforming your nights into this rejuvenating, soul-soothing experience. Let's breathe in the good air and wake up ready to conquer the world, and then go chase those dreams. And look, all of my yogi friends will back me up on this one. When we engage with our breath, it can anchor us in the present moment. This is mindfulness at its best. In fact, every Wednesday morning, I hop on the Do Coffee Chat call, and I just love when we start that with a breathing exercise. This practice isn't just about chilling out. It helps to ward off all the ruminating and worrying about the past or the future. It reduces stress and promotes a state of mental well-being. It turns our mental space into the most space for joy and peace and quiets all the noise around us. It is peace of mind at its best. And then deep intentional breathing is more than just air. It is a reset button for our emotions to cool down that anger, frustration, and that snap judgment impulsive side of us. By taking a moment to breathe deeply, we give ourselves a chance to pause before we react, and it fosters better emotional regulation and interpersonal relationships. I remember back in our practice when I would be feverishly doing my work, posting insurance payments, scheduling appointments, all the bookkeeping stuff, and then someone in the back would signal that they were bringing their patient to check out. I'd hit the pause button, and I would take 15 to 30 seconds to switch from those frantic behind-the-scenes tasks to being front and center and connecting with that patient, just taking a few deep breaths in that few little seconds. So next time life starts to speed up, remember to take a deep, intentional breath so you can connect to yourself and show up the way you really want to. Letting more space and air and room to breathe isn't just about opening the windows. It's about opening our minds to more possibilities. Listen, letting more space and air and room to breathe in your life isn't just about opening the windows. It's more about opening our minds to more possibilities. So here are some things I recommend you can do to allow more air and space in your life. First of all, a digital detox. Unplug to recharge. Schedule some tech-free time each day, whether it's turning off notifications for a few hours, having a screen-free Sunday maybe. Disconnecting from digital chatter gives your mind the spaciousness it wants. This is going to create more mental space, lighten the information overload, and give your brain a much-needed break to just daydream, come up with ideas, and think of possibilities in your life. New invigorating ones. I've been doing a digital detox for a while now, and let me tell you, it is nothing short of transformative. Sure, it was a struggle with my own habits at first, but now there's no way I'm going to let that time thief back into my life round the clock. It's about reclaiming your time, your space, and your peace of mind. Another thing I'd recommend is go outside and pay Mother Nature a visit. Whether you take a little walk in the park, hike in the woods, walk in your neighborhood, or simply sit on a park bench. Nature has a way of expanding our internal space and filling us with peace. I'll tell you, I build a few minutes in every single day to sit in the sunlight. Sometimes it's outside on the patio. Sometimes if the weather doesn't cooperate, I just sit in my sunroom. My mind has a moment to rest before it gets going with the next task that's on the schedule. It's a small act of self-care that beautifully resets my brain and makes sure it's rested for whatever's next on the agenda. The beauty of these daily nature breaks is the freedom it gives my brain to my thoughts. They get to roam, to explore without some specific rigid course. It simply has time for a timeout to rest, relax, and rejuvenate. Over time, I've noticed a shift. My mind naturally gravitates towards thoughts that are uplifting and inspiring now. It no longer focuses on worries and problems. This simple practice has become a welcome mental reset and a testament to the power of giving ourselves some room to breathe and grow. And then take a moment to see what's going on in that mental space and air it out. Just a few minutes a day can open up acres of mental space in your brain, helps you to breathe more deeply and think more clearly. I love to empty out all my thoughts into my journal and notice what's going on up there. Awareness is the first step to clearing all that mental space out and giving it room for some fresh air, some space, and some clarity. And then physically declutter. We need to get physical with our spaces. Decluttering our living or working spaces is not just about tidying up. It's about creating a calmer environment that mirrors the mental clarity and openness we're cultivating inside. I'll tell you, I've made it a goal to declutter every single nook and cranny of my house this year, just tackling it one shelf, one drawer at a time. Nothing too overwhelming. And let me tell you, the transformation has been eye-opening. Just witnessing the openness in my physical spaces has been incredible to the space it's opened up in my mind too. And then make room for some creativity. Unleash that inner artist, that writer, your musician, whatever you do to create art. Engaging in some kind of creative activity, that's going to give an outlet for expression and a way to clear out some mental clutter. It's like opening the floodgates and letting this stagnant water flow free and get out. So go grab a sketchbook. And yes, even if your artistic skills stop at stick figures like mine does, doesn't matter one bit. Give yourself permission to doodle, to play, to explore. Sometimes I just use stickers because I'm not really good at drawing. It's about letting your brain have room for some creativity, even for just a moment. Let your imagination run wild. It's not just fun. It's a liberating journey for your soul, a cleanse for your mental palate, so to speak. So go ahead and unleash that beautiful, wild, creative spirit of yours and watch as your world becomes a canvas of possibilities. And then be mindful of consumption. Be intentional about what you consume, from your food to media, information, all the junk you feed your brain. Nourishing your body and your mind with quality ingredients, it's going to lead to a healthier, happier you. And then schedule some me time. Block out time in your calendar for you and only you. Use this time to do something that fills your cup. Could be reading, soaking in the bath, sitting quietly, sipping on your favorite beverage. Look, it's not selfish. It is essential. Put on your favorite Spotify playlist and get to know yourself. Air, oxygen, and the spacious room to breathe aren't just basics for survival. They are essential to our mental and emotional well-being. They are the fuel for our brain power and the calm for our frazzled nerves and the anchor that keeps us grounded in the present moment. And look, as we wrap up, I want to remind you, the doors are always open to you in my free Facebook group, Dynamic Dental Professionals. Let's keep the conversation going over there. I'd love to know how you plan to invite more air and space into your beautiful life to support your mental health. So, whether we catch up in the group or you tune into next week's episode, hope you have a fabulous week. Bye. Hey, have you had a chance to download your free copy of my mental hygiene checklist yet? Visit BethHeilmanCoaching.com to get your copy. It teaches you the practical skills you need to achieve the same level of excellent mental hygiene as your dental hygiene. Don't miss out on this valuable resource for both your personal and professional growth.